what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now on the line, I have Mayanna Wick. She's just a driver of a small block Chevy, naturally aspirated, six-speed sequential, approximately 800-horsepower Indy car. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mayanna.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on.
You have an Indy car that you drive, and you are so much more. And so I thought our listeners might want to find out about you today.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, racing's just a piece of my life, but there's so much more in depth to it.
Isn't it that way with all of us, though? We get a glimpse, but we don't see the entire picture sometimes, especially when it's someone like yourself who is involved in racing, but maybe people don't see the other parts.
Oh, man. Yeah. Especially with social media these days. I mean, I fall into that category as well. You just look at people and you think, oh, this is a great athlete or whatever, and you think that's their entire life, but you don't know. Like, for instance, I'm a huge girly girl. I love makeup. I love dressing up, and no one would ever think that just looking at, oh, you know, she races cars. No one would ever imagine that.
Well, let's go back to the early days of racing cars or go-karts or whatever you did when you were younger. How did this interest get started, Mayanna?
So my family and I had moved around for about 3 years pretty consistently when I was about 6 years old to about 9 or 10. It was really hard to get engaged in a community just simply because we were moving so often. My dad, he was extremely mechanically inclined. He did some motocross stuff when he was younger. So he ended up building my family a shareable go-kart, which was so hilarious because, I mean, I was like closer to 10 at this point, and we were all driving the same go-kart. So it was like me, 10 years old, driving the same car as my dad. But it was so fun. We started as a whole family, and then, you know, I just really started taking to it and loving it.
So if you moved a lot growing up, how was it for you making friends when you started a new school?
I was homeschooled my entire life. Come high school, I desperately wanted to be public schooled. Like, I am a little social butterfly, and so I hated not being able to see friends 24/7, you know? Talk my parents into taking me into school. And so we went in to see if they would accept me. And no schools around where I live would even accept me because I was gone so often racing. They're like, even if we send you with the amount of homework, just your attendance alone will fail you. So I ended up staying homeschooled my whole life.
Wow. Well, I moved a lot growing up too. And I did go to public school, and each school was a new, unique experience for me. It was almost like Mark White, the little boy, was trying to reinvent himself every time. It was like a new opportunity to be a new me, whether I was in Athens or Birmingham or even up in Rogersville, Alabama, where I ultimately finished high school. But it is a unique experience to change towns and communities, even if you didn't go to school there, as you talk about, to fit into the community where a lot of bonds are already set. There's a lot of groups that are already formed, and you have to kind of push your way into some of those groups to be a part of the community.
Sure, yeah. I mean, when we moved around, we moved to Missouri and Kansas, and we live in Colorado, and we started out living in Colorado as well, and those towns are just way different. I mean, it's like you say, people, they already have their cliques and their, you know, even if they don't mean to, they already have their routine of life, and it's just hard, you know, like Kansas is way different than Colorado is.
One school in particular did accept you, and that was Sheffield State University, where you acquired your bachelor's degree in small business.
Yes, yes. You know, that's something that not a lot of people know about. But yeah, I did. I actually worked with them for a little while, and they accepted a lot of the stuff accredited for what I had done with racing so far. And so it was such a great school for me to go to and learn about some more stuff and to get a degree.
A race car driver certainly has to learn to be a marketer. I owned my own business, and marketing was my thing, guerrilla marketing especially, where I tried to find opportunities that were free, getting my name out there. I had a tortilla factory and a chip business, and so I spent a lot of time trying to make sure that my business was being recognized. On that same token, where people might ask you, Mayanna, do you have to have sponsors? Well, sure you do, but you have to be able to market yourself, and you have to be able to market its sellability. At the same time, you love racing, but there's this dynamic that's there that you have to be able to do both.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's actually been a real eye-opener as I've worked my way up through the ladder board in racing. I mean, when I was in go-karting, I always knew there would be marketing and there would always be the business side of racing, but I never imagined it would be this much. When I started working with my current team right now, they told me at the very beginning, they said, when you get into an Indy car, you get to drive about 10% of the time and you do work the rest of the 90%. And that stands so true. I mean, it's a very rare day and a wonderful day when I get to go out driving, but not many people realize that. Even for the professionals on like the IndyCar NTT series, they, even as much as they're driving, they're having to work 90% more in the background with getting sponsors, keeping sponsors happy, you know, marketing for that company, marketing for yourself for endorsements, and staying fit as well.
It's the same thing for this radio show, Mayanna, especially with COVID period. I had a couple of sponsors come out real quick when COVID hit. For yourself in the racing business, or if it's somebody in another form of entertainment business, it has had a real effect, a real impact on businesses across the board and their ability to be a sponsor.
Been rough lately. I feel my heart goes out to all the businesses out there. I mean, my sister, she even owns a small business here in town, and it's just been rough watching her because it's just all of the criteria that we have to go to now. It just takes it's a lot of extra effort, and it's hard. So many people have different opinions of how things need to be handled, and that puts a lot of stress on a business owner.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the beginning of IndyCar for you and you finding loophole racing and how that helped you as you move forward in IndyCar.
Yeah, it was the game changer for me, honestly. I fell into their lap by just a blessing from God. I mean, I look back on the situation and I don't even I don't even know how it happened, honestly. I ended up going to a random, I had never gone before, my first random hill climb race, which is, it was a dirt one, and I've never gone hill climbing, and people, they'll start out at the bottom of the hill, and they'll drive up like a gravel, or sometimes like Pikes Peak, it'll be paved road. And so I went to go check out this event, and the team Loophole Racing was there, and so I went and I introduced myself, you know, being a young athlete trying to get picked up. I was, oh, you know, this is what I do. I drive, I race. And at this point, I was driving go-karts. I mean, I had zero experience looking back on it. And they're like, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, oh, I would love to drive an IndyCar. And if I were them, I would have looked at me like I was the craziest person on the whole wide world. You know, like, you can't expect that at that point in go-karts. And they were like, oh, how cool. And, you know, I hung out with them for the rest of the day. And come towards the end of the day, they were like, hey, we actually own some IndyCars. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, would you like to come and drive one? And I was like, say again, what? Of course, you know, twist my arm. And it was phenomenally exciting. And so they went home and I went home that night and I thought, you know, I'm never going to get the call to actually go and drive, but what a nice thought. And then it was about a month or two later and I actually got the call to go drive and test this IndyCar. And so we're still talking at this point, like maybe I have driven a Mazda Miata on the track, but nothing really, you know. And so they're calling me over to drive this IndyCar, and I am so underqualified. I don't even know how they accepted it, but they were coaching me to go out, and apparently, I didn't know this at that point, but apparently the IndyCar clutches are extremely hard to run. They have a very, very short span that they actually engage. And so, like, 99% of people stall it, especially their first time out. And so they were coaching me and being like, it's okay, you're probably going to stall it. This is what we'll do. This is the rigmarole. And I went out and I just was really thinking about how I was coached, and I ended up taking off first shot. So I was ecstatic in the car, and my only goal was to bring the car back alive. You know, like, don't crash it, don't do anything. And so I probably was going like 5 miles an hour. You know, I took it out and was super slow, and I pulled back in, and they were just absolutely astonished. They were like, we have never seen anyone drive it that well. We've never seen anyone be that respectful of a car. You know, like, I obviously didn't own the car, so it was their car. I was basically loaning it. And they're like, this is phenomenal. We would love to work with you. And they were able to see enough of my driving ability out on the track, even going a little bit slower, that they really knew that they could work with me.
Through your experience of IndyCar, you've had an opportunity to be connected with some amazing IndyCar heroes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's very fun, because once you get involved, everyone is just like your friend, you know? And so it's so fun getting to be with these people. I mean, my team used to work for the Andretti's back in the day. And so they know a lot of people, and they actually used to work with Buddy Lazier when Buddy Lazier was racing a lot. And so I've been able to work and hang out with Buddy Lazier and Bob Lazier. Those are the main ones, simply because they live here in Colorado. But also, like you said before, I've been able to hang out with Paul Dahlenbeck, who does, actually his main job is commercial driving. So he will, I guess that's probably not the correct word for it, but he'll go and he'll stunt drive for like movies and stuff like that. So it's very cool getting to hang out with him and hearing his side of the story. But I've also been able to hang out with Connor Daly and so many other people, that it's just been such a blessing to be put in their laps.
Mayanna, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about outside of the racing world and your own family, your friends, your husband, all the things that make you that make this an interesting message for listeners, because a lot of people think, well, I can't do that, I can't do this, and they could actually do the same thing. you had a door open for you. You were there at the right time and you took advantage of the opportunity. Other people can do that as well and still have a well-rounded life that's not just based on one thing. And I think that's what we started this conversation with, and I believe it's a good way to go into the next segment. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're talking to Mayanna Wick, Mayanna Wick Racing. You can check her out at mayannawickracing.com. Spell her name, M-I-A-N-N-A-W-I-C-K, Racing, R-A-C-I-N-G.com. Check her out. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook. Follow her on social media. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mayanna some more. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dallin Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am, of course, your host, Mark White. I have been talking to Mayanna Wick of Mayanna Wick Racing. It's been a real pleasure to have her on the show so far. We finished out our first segment talking about go-karts to IndyCar. What a door that opened for her, and she kicked it down. She showed that she could handle an IndyCar, and she talked about some of the experiences that she had, the people that she was surrounded by, a real amazing team of people. And when we talk about being surrounded by good people, you cannot forget to mention family, friends, your spouse, all the people that support you through this effort. And I thought in this segment it'd be a good opportunity for Mayanna to share some of those experiences and the people that have supported her for so many years. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mayanna Wick.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so true. This would not be possible with where I am today without the support of loved ones. My dad and I have been extremely blessed to have such a great opportunity to further our relationship through racing. I mean, he was there when we first started, and he's been there all the way through it. And some days I even wonder if he loves it more than I do. It's been an absolute blessing to have him along, but it's also been a blessing to have everyone else. This would not be happening if there wasn't a group of supporters praying for me behind the scenes, and my mom being there. Even though she didn't know much about racing to begin with, she's jumped on board and she's learned about it, and she's been there supporting and been the mom at the track, taking care of the necessities that people don't think about, like food and water and shade. She's there supporting that. And even my husband, we got married about almost 4 years ago, and it's just been an absolute blessing to have him alongside as well.
When you think about being shaped as a person, especially when you're younger, and you've talked about that before, how your parents shaped you, what are the qualities that they instilled within you that allow you to do what you do today?
Yeah, my dad is a huge proponent of doing what you love. I remember my parents always saying at the track that, you know, this is a dangerous sport. It makes them nervous sometimes, but they would much rather see me pass away doing something that I love than not being able to be out there doing what I love. And my dad and mom all the time would tell people that if I'm not doing what God has called me to do, then, you know, what am I doing? I'm not fulfilling my life at all. And it just really, you know, pushed me forward to believing that racing is a good place to preach the gospel. And I believe that their insights and their guidance, their wisdom has just been what's helped me through all the hard times.
Well, your personal quote is living by faith. Share that with listeners, what that means to you.
Yeah, living by faith. So living by faith to me is about faith in Christ. I mean, obviously I'm a personal believer and have a personal relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's more to me than just saying, yeah, I'm a Christian and I believe in Christ. It's about taking it every day, every moment, every decision, one step at a time, and committing myself to God and saying, yes, I have faith that your plan will work out. And yes, I will follow you and have faith, you know, even if let's just say I get old and come out of racing, and, you know, I even have faith that he'll have a plan for me after that point. And that's exactly what that quote was talking about, that I'm living every step of the way in faith.
Another one of your quotes is, racing is believing you can push yourself just a little bit harder each time out, straining to achieve your best. It means improving your skill, technique, and self-state with every step you take, never settling for second best. Tell me about that quote and what made you think about putting all those words together in that thought.
Yeah. Well, growing up, I've met a lot of competitors. Some people they just have come across is that they believe that they should be there and that their talent is enough. Although I do believe that I've been blessed with a lot of natural talent in racing, I believe that you have to work hard for it. You have to get yourself out there. You have to push yourself. I do not believe that if you don't come into first, then you're not doing your best. That's not what I mean in that quote at all. And I hope that those words describes that. But what I mean is that being your best, never settling for second best, is pushing yourself, creating the best person that you can be, striving to be kind, striving to be moral, striving to be a better racer, striving to be a better driver and communicator with your team. And that's exactly what I was trying to communicate in that quote.
And you just did.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that, Mana. I appreciate that very much. And I want people to know how to follow you through social media. I want them to go to your website, share how people can connect with Mayana Wick Racing.
Yes. So I'm a huge proponent of Facebook and Instagram. I've tried the Twitter thing, but I don't understand.
Same thing. I've got it, but I don't know how to use it.
Yes. I'm going to need a life coach for that someday, I guess. But yeah, Facebook and Instagram are my two huge ones. So you can follow me at Mayana Wick on Instagram and Mayana Wick Racing on Facebook. And like you said earlier, my name is spelled MiannaWick, and racing is spelled RACING. And then I also have a website that people can pop on and just kind of see an overview of my bio and kind of my statements and stuff like that. But I personally love all of the one-on-one connections and getting to hang out with you guys and talk with you guys, even though it may be over a screen. And I try to spend a lot of my time responding to you and making sure that each and every person is responded to in their comments and their messages and sending out hero cards as much as possible. And so I love those connections. So if you would like to, as a listener, hop on, go ahead and hop on and send me a message or a comment. I'd love to hear from you.
I tell you what, if it wasn't for social media, I would have a more difficult time trying to make a difference, because most of the messages, most of the stories that come out, a lot of people do send me messages through Facebook and Instagram and let me know what's going on in their life. And when I know, then I can actually step up and take action. So that is a really good feature of social media for me. And I know for you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's, especially right now during this time with COVID and everything, social media has really stepped up, because this is how you can reach out to people and still share your story and meet with other people and see what their life is all about and help them through their life and pray for them and be there for them and support them and encourage them. And so hats off to social media. I know there's several makers out there, but it's been a blessing to have.
Absolutely. Well, Mayana, I really appreciate the fact that you joined me here on the Mark White Show today to share your story, and I do hope that people will follow you and find out more about this IndyCar journey that you are on.
Absolutely, yes. Please follow me, and I can't wait to connect with you, and thank you, Mark, for having me on.
Folks, we've been talking to Mayana Wick from Mayana Wick Racing. I want you to check her out at mayanawickracing.com. Follow her on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Find out more about her. What a joy, what a pleasure to be able to talk to her today and find out her story. And I hope that you will plug in to Mayana Wick Racing. I hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire others and ourselves. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Abilene, or in Arlington and Highway 70 just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
See tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.